Hello.
You worked in Japanese newspaper offices for years. Do we have reason to be skeptical of what TEPCO tells us?
Yes, we have every reason to be skeptical of what TEPCO tells us. Do you know the reactor in Fukushima Prefecture was closed down once in, I think, 2002 for several months when it was revealed that TEPCO had been hiding faults within many of their nuclear reactors and asking their employees to doctor video footage that showed the faults in the pipes. This plant has been closed down once before because there were concerns that the company managing it wasn't telling people the truth.
But now there's an international emergency around this plant and certainly a domestic emergency. What would be the incentive for TEPCO to withhold information under these conditions? The cat is out of the bag now, isn't it?
The problem is that people don't always act on the most altruistic of motives. The Japanese Criminal Code, Section 209 to 211, has a provision about professional negligence resulting in injury or death. There are two different parts of the legal code in Japan, but what it essentially means is if you're performing your jobs poorly and neglectfully and someone is injured, then the injured party can go to the police and the police can arrest you for the results of your negligent conduct. And they have arrested power plant operatives for negligent duty. And in this case, the screw-up is huge. I mean, lots of people have died. And I think that on some level, people at TEPCO are saying to themselves, wow, if we put out too much information, we're putting ourselves in jail. We're incriminating ourselves. And while the noble thing to do would be to put everything forward and put all the information forward, the more information they put forward, the more they dig themselves into their own grave.
How likely is it that anyone from TEPCO will go to jail?
Someone from TEPCO will go to jail. Definitely, there's going to be heads that will roll. You know, if you're looking for a crime, if you're looking for negligence, if you're looking for mistakes, they are always there. And you have a precedent of TEPCO hiding problems and faults before. And asking their own employees to cover up data that was alarming and disturbing. So there's a criminal investigation. It has begun. It is in its initial phases where they are gathering information. And when the dust has settled, and hopefully the dust will settle, there will be arrest. It's a given.
Jake, WikiLeaks released a diplomatic cable last week that shows a Japanese politician, Taro Kono, saying that Japanese power companies exert pressure on media to block investigative work on the nuclear industry. Does that sound right to you?
The Japanese media is not the timid lapdog that it appears to be in the Western press. But here are two things I can say. Large companies know how to use their power to keep the media in line. For example, in the entertainment industry, Japan's largest talent agency is a front company of the Yamaguchi Gumi. The Yamaguchi Gumi is Japan's largest organized crime group with 40,000 members and an entire city block in Kobe. They happen to own one very famous talent agency. And since they own that talent agency, no one will write about the Yakuza connection because they won't have access to Japan's celebrities and stars and nothing to write, you know, gossip about. With TEPCO, TEPCO has a huge advertising budget. So if you start investigating them and writing about practices they're doing that are not savory, suddenly those advertising dollars disappear or the ads go somewhere else.
You're about to head back to Japan with the suitcases full of relief supplies. Is it true that you're planning to hand this stuff over to the Yakuza, the Japanese mafia?
Well, you know, when you say Yakuza, I mean, there's 80,000 of them. There's one faction or one group, and I know the boss, and they've carried up a couple tons of supplies to the areas that have been hit in 2-ton and 4-ton trucks. And since I know that the materials will actually get there the same day, there's not a middleman in the middle. Yes, of course, I'm going to hand it over to them. In times like these, people who actually get the work done, I don't care whether they're Yakuza or whether they're cops or whether they're communists. They're effective.
What is the Yakuza's interest here? What's in it for them?
The Yakuza don't call themselves criminal organizations, right? They call themselves chivalrous groups, ninkyodo. Ninkyodo is a sort of Chinese philosophy that says that your duty as an adult or a man is to take care of those who are troubled and suffering and provide help and sacrifice your own safety for the safety of others when duty calls. That is what they claim to do. And in times like this, they consider themselves a force for social good, so they gather all their trucks and all the supplies that they can and take some of the money that they've extorted out of honest people from the last couple of years and return it.
they can see themselves this way, but they're still responsible for some horrible acts of violence. And you've had a price on your head yourself as a reporter who tells some stories about the Yakuza in the press. Why do you trust these guys to help people?
It's an interesting thing. You have a group of sort of sociopathic thugs, yet they have a code of honor. There are certain things that they will not do. At least people at the top are very good about keeping their word. So while I am very critical of them and I consider them a negative force in Japanese society, and it's clear in my writing that I don't believe that Japan is better off with them, I am still able to maintain civil relations with several bosses who I've got to know over the years as a reporter. And my feeling is that some of the work they're doing is not for PR. It's simply they feel that as part of Japan and part of Japanese culture that they need to contribute.
Jake Adelstein, be careful and good luck.
Thanks.
Jake Adelstein is the author of Tokyo Vice. We reached him in San Francisco.